listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams, pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams, pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
And we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there for home loan solutions that fit your life well. Rocket Can, coming up 20 minutes from now. We'll chat a little NFL and college football with Max Starks at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific from the Buffalo Bills. My good pal Deion Dawkins will stop by. And then at 9:20 p.m. Eastern, 6:20 p.m. Pacific, Jersey Jerry from Barstool Sports, as we'll hope that we'll get you some winners this week. Without further ado, I'm not talking about Freddie Adu. It's time for five questions, five answers. We call that onside's offside. Let's not even waste five more seconds. Hot take, Kiki.
Hit it!
Zach's taking on the most polarizing issues in sports. Which side of the line of scrimmage will he end up on?
Offside. Defense number 69.
It's Onsides, Offsides with Zach Gelb on CBS Sports Radio.
Real quickly, I have an impromptu question to ask you. Last week, leading into that disaster between the Colts and the Broncos, you said the Colts are still a good team. After seeing what you witnessed on Thursday night, and now you're getting set for Colts-Jaguars, where the Indianapolis Colts are 2-2-1, you told me last week that the Colts are a good team. I don't know what I'm talking about, blah, 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 blah. Onsides or offside, hot take, Hickey? You still believe the Colts are a good team?
Offside.
Whoa! For the first time this year, you have been honest, Hickey, when talking about your football team. Why the change of heart? Just wondering. I'm
last
just
week truly crushed my soul and truly crushed my will to watch football.
I'm doing the Carlton right now. I know people can't see me, but
they are a better team than how they've played so far.
Oh, but stop it! They suck!
I was going to say, when you play basically this bad for five straight games, I just can't make excuses anymore.
Your quarterback sucks. Your offensive line sucks. Other than Michael Pittman Jr., your wide receivers suck.
They are getting better.
Unfortunately,
they're developing.
Yeah, they've been developing for the last 3 years,
stinks.
You've been telling me.
Matt Ryan can't hold
defense
on to the football.
Defense overrated.
Defense is good. No, defense is good.
Overrated.
They're the only team that stopped Patrick Mahomes this year.
They got lucky that the kicker sucked.
Here we go.
Yeah,
They only had two touchdowns.
You got lucky to win that game. That game was more so about the Chiefs giving it than you guys taking that
17
game.
Points is a low right now for the Chiefs this year.
Come on.
I'm not hyping them up. I told you this is a bad team. But I'm giving you facts. They played right now to the five games Kansas City's played. The Colts even played the best against them.
Go back to, though, you saying that they're not a good team. I just got to hear that a few more times. I want more of your explanation.
Well, the offensive line sucks, and Matt Ryan is older, not mobile, can't hold on to the football. It's a very awful pattern to have.
You're
right
leaving
there.
Something out. You're leaving a huge
I know you love banging on Frank Reich. He stinks. I mean,
yes!
I like Frank, but he's going to get fired.
Stop!
I've already accepted.
He stinks.
He's a dead man walking.
So safe to say he's not a top seven coach, which you tried to tell me last year.
I believe he's top eight.
No, you said top seven.
No. I think it's my
said
order, if I'm not mistaken,
coach
is Frank Reich 8, Sean McDermott 9, if I believe that was correct for last year. That has not aged well.
I forget. It was Mark Eckel, the former Eagles writer who now does some work covering the Packers, who texted me. And I love Mark. Mark's one of the great football minds, a very underrated football mind. And he saw you trying to pump up Frank Reich. And he goes, what the heck is that guy, your producer, talking about? Frank Reich is overrated. Overrated. And you know what pains you the most? Because you were trashing Pete Carroll all year long. Right now, you're rather Pete Carroll than Frank Reich. The way that Pete's coaching.
Well, I will say, the way Frank Reich is coaching could get the Colts Bryce Young or CJ Stroud. So, actually, I will take Frank Reich right now.
Is Frank Reich going to get fired if they lose this game?
No.
We know he's going to get fired at the end of the year. But if they lose to Jacksonville and Tennessee back-to-back, do they fire him before that Commanders
game? There's definitely a possibility. I think that's really the only – Jim Mercer has never fired a coach in season in his 35 years as owner of the Colts.
Yeah,
I think the
weak.
Only way that happens is if they lose this week and get embarrassed by the Titans. He hates the Titans. He hates the Titans more than I do, and you think I hate the Titans. Jim Mercer hates the Titans. If they get swept again and they get embarrassed to go to 2-4 and 1 to get it right, I think I would be surprised if Frank Reich is boarding
the
plane home.
These next 6 weeks could be miserable for you. You could lose to the Jaguars this weekend. You think they're beating the Jaguars this weekend, the Colts?
I pick the Jags to win this game.
Then you could lose to the Titans, a team that you hate. Then you get to play Carson Wentz. Revenge game for Carson Wentz. Hey, I suck. Then you find a way to get a win.
They lose that game.
Then you could lose to the Pats, and I know how much you hate the Pats. And then after that, you get the Raiders, McDaniels, revenge game. That organization treated me horribly. They offered me a job, and then I said, thanks, but no thanks. After saying, yeah, I would take it originally, and I say that tongue-in-cheek. And then after that, they play Philadelphia. There's a lot of personal things on the line for you. With your hatred for the Jaguars in Tennessee, your hatred for Wentz, your hatred for the Pats, you hating McDaniels, then you hating Philadelphia, this could be this could be one of the worst six-week stretches of your life.
You know what the worst part is? You rattle that off. Up until the Eagles game, there's not a game that's a guaranteed loss, which is frustrating. I think those are all games are toss-ups.
Have you watched your team this year?
I have. I'm telling you right now. I think all those games are toss-ups, which is annoying.
Real quickly, win-loss, Jaguars.
Loss.
Titans.
Loss.
Commanders.
They would definitely win that game.
At New England.
I think they can win that game. At New England, I guess I'll go, assuming Mac Jones back, will go loss, but I don't know. That's a toss-up. That's
Raiders
close.
In Las Vegas. Raiders are better on offense.
I think they'll split Patriots-Raiders.
And then the Eagles.
Well, I think that's the only guaranteed loss.
So you say they'll split so that's one win. You think they'll beat the Commanders? That's it?
Yeah, right now it's, 2-4 in
two
that
and four.
Stretch?
Yeah. Pencil them in for 1-5 the next 6 weeks. Yeah, I'm actually fine, though, if they beat the Jaguars, beat Tennessee, beat the Commanders. I would like to see them go on a run, suck you back in, and then distance yourself from a better draft pick for the inevitable collapse that they end up having. But anyway, it's not about me. Let's get to your questions. Onside's offside.
Let's talk about, Zach, some good teams. The game of the year as it's being billed in the NFL so far this season. It's definitely not Colts Jaguars, that is for sure. It is instead Bills and Chiefs in Kansas City. Now, Buffalo and Kansas City, they've been two of the most consistent and really two of the best teams in all the NFL so far. They're the top two scoring offenses in the league. Chiefs are number one, 31.8 points per game. Bills right on their heels at 30.4. Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes have been two of the best quarterbacks in the NFL so far. Both top five in passer rating. Patrick Mahomes leads the NFL touchdown passes. Second is, of course, Josh Allen. Chiefs
Matt Ryan?
No.
Oh, he didn't make that list?
He's not, unfortunately. I think he has, I don't even want to know how many times.
Good news for you. Sam Ellinger is now quarterback number two for the Colts.
That could be a good thing.
I saw that was announced today.
Embracing the tank. That's getting one step closer to saying, waving the white flag and saying, we'll see you in April. Chiefs at home are 2.5-point underdogs. Odds are offside, Zach. Bills will win and cover.
I like the Bills. I think the Bills are the better team. I think they're more well-rounded. I think this is going to be a crazy back-and-forth game. I just trust the Bills' defense more than Kansas City. I will lay the 2.5 points with the Buffalo Bills, so onsides.
In college football, one of the biggest matchups this weekend is number 3 Alabama traveling to number 6 Tennessee. Obviously, in that game, quarterback focus is going to be a priority. Bryce Young is listed as a game-time decision. It's believed he will play after missing last week with a right shoulder injury.
AC joint sprain, right?
Yes, is the actual diagnosis. Thank you, Dr. Gelb.
No problem.
The other side,
I'm not a doctor. I didn't go to school for that.
That sounded very... You sound like you know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, I read things.
Smart guy. Casual doctor.
Stuff.
Casual doctor.
Zach Gelb, doctor who reads stuff.
Reader. On the other side, the Vols quarterback Hendon Hooker has been tremendous so far this season, combining for 13 touchdowns to no picks for the second highest scoring offense in all the country. Onsides or offsides, Zach? Heading into this matchup this weekend specifically, Tennessee has a quarterback advantage.
I do think Bryce Young is playing. We don't know that for certainty, though. If Bryce Young is playing and he's fully healthy, yeah, he's the better quarterback than Hendon Hooker. But since he's not fully healthy and with how consistent Hooker has been this year, and the unknown of who's going to play and the unknown of if you're going to have a healthy Bryce Young, and if he does play, how healthy he is, I do think Tennessee has the quarterback advantage heading into this weekend. Onsides.
So last night, Ron Rivera and the Commanders did get a 12-7 win over the Bears in what was an offensive struggle, to say the least. But after the game, after a win nonetheless, Ron Rivera is asked about the rumors that Dan Snyder is the one who wanted Carson Wentz, not Ron Rivera. Here's Ron Rivera getting a little testy with the media.
Honestly, I'm gonna speak my mind for a second. It's been hard. It really has. You lose four games in a row, and everybody wants to get you, you know, just get on you. And they've played their asses off. They have. They played their asses off for everybody. They come out and they show up. They work hard. All right. They don't complain. Okay. They hear all the stuff and they got to deal with it. I get that. And I respect them for that because they're resilient. They come back. Everybody keeps wanting to say, I didn't want anything to do with Carson. Well, I'm the guy that pulled out the sheets of paper, that looked
fake
at the analytics,
alert.
That watched the tape in the freaking when we were at Indianapolis. Okay. And that's what pisses me off. Because the young man doesn't deserve to have that all the time.
Play better.
So, like you're saying, this is just going back 3 days ago when Ron Rivera is asked, hey, what's the biggest reason why the Eagles, Giants, and Cowboys have all separated from the Commanders? He said, quarterback, hence your fake outrage alert siren. So, onsides or offsides, Zach, Ron Rivera has a right to be frustrated with the questions.
A right to be frustrated with the questions?
Yes.
No. Offsides.
Offside.
Here's why. He has a right to be frustrated with the organization. And he's the guy, yes, he gets paid a lot of money, but he has to answer for a lot of the incompetent things that Dan Snyder does, but that's the gig, unfortunately. But he started this whole mess earlier in the week where he wasn't lying what he said earlier in the week. But when you give the media that information and you give your true thoughts, you don't look good when you throw your quarterback under the bus. And he even said it, a veteran coach, I should know better than that. And my, whatever he said, his words got misconstrued or whatever. You noticed the last night, right before he went on that fake outrage rant, he said, honestly, like two or three times, my father always told me this when I started to get in this business. And sometimes it's a filler word, sometimes it's a crutch. But whenever you as a talk show host has to say, can I be honest? Like, let me be honest, honestly. You may not be actually that honest. And you're trying to say something that you truly don't believe, but you're going to pretend as if you're being honest, but you're really not. And down deep, I don't think Ron Rivera has a lot of sympathy for Carson Wentz because he knows that Carson Wentz is not a good quarterback.
A great matchup in the Big 12 this weekend pits two of the last undefeated teams in the conference against each other. Number 8, Oklahoma State. Heads down south, take on number 13, TCU. Both teams have started off the season so far.
This is the game, by the way,
and
I'm most excited for. Don't get me wrong. Alabama-Tennessee, there's palpable buzz for that game, but I think most people are most excited for that game. I do think we'll get a good game, but if there's one game that I just don't think will be a blowout this weekend, it's Oklahoma State and TCU. I think Duggan Sanders is just going to be a high-scoring, high-octane offense type of game where it's going to be video game, like classic Big 12, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Eventually, a defensive play will decide it. But I could see this being like a 38-37, like 44-41. I think there's going to be a ton of points this weekend. This is the game that I just can't see. And watch, it will be a blowout. But I can't see it being a blowout out of all the games this weekend. Like, if you tell me Alabama blows out Tennessee, I wouldn't be shocked. But I just get a feeling that this is going to be the one game that you know for sure it's going to be a great game this weekend. That's just me, though. Maybe I'm wrong.
Could be a great game in part because the two quarterbacks have been tremendous this year. Like you mentioned, Oklahoma State quarterback Spencer Sanders leads the conference with 327 total yards per game, has combined for 18 touchdowns so far. Max Duggan for the Horned Frogs on the other side has been just as good since taking over Chandler Morris. He has 17 total touchdowns, averages 319 passing yards per game. Onsides or offsides, Zach? The winner of Oklahoma State TCU will win the Big 12.
So I have to operate on going with who I think is going to win this game then, right? In answering this question?
Sure, yeah. If you pick Oklahoma State, then do you think they're going to win the conference? Or
I'm taking Oklahoma State to win this game. The Big 12 is so good this year. Yeah, I'm saying Gundy and Spencer Sanders, they avenge that close loss last year to Baylor. I think they're going to win the Big 12 this year. I do. So since I think Oklahoma State's going to win this game, I do think they're going to win the Big 12. Winner of this game will win the Big 12. I'm going onsides.
All right, and finally, the Guardians beat the Yankees 4-2 in 10 innings on Friday to even their ALDS series at one game apiece. Aaron Judge has been the star so far of the regular season, but has really had a rough postseason so far.
I saw him wearing a golden sombrero earlier tonight.
Oh, like you mentioned, 0 for 5, 4 strikeouts in game number 2 earlier today.
Oh, did you hear the Yankee fans booing him?
That's what we're going to get into.
Did you hear that?
They were booing.
I heard some boos.
They were not happy because so far
Costas
for
was upset.
Two games, he's 0 for 8. 7 strikeouts, Zach, in the playoffs. As you mentioned, boos started raining down on what is soon to be the AL MVP and obviously the AL single season home run leader.
That's
at 62.
That's why Ohtani should be MVP.
Onsides or offsides, Z-Man? Yankee fans are right in booing Aaron Judge for his performance so far in the playoffs.
Now, I'm kidding around, obviously, with the booing stuff in terms of me just booing him a few moments ago. A guy's had that great of a season. And, yes, it matters that you got to perform in the postseason. And maybe there's a time this postseason where if this continues, let's say you survive the Guardians, you get off to a rough start against the Astros, like, uh-oh, here we go again in the playoffs. But the second game of the postseason, there was some faint boos heard in Yankee Stadium. That's just not right. So Yankee fans are in the right for booing Aaron Judge on Friday. Offsides.
Offsides.
Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. We preview a monster slate in college football this weekend with Max Starks, and we'll also sprinkle in some Steelers talk with him.
Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back with our awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football. Live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today. Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back with our awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football. Live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Finding a perfect suit can seem impossible, but finding a suit that's perfect for you is simple with Indochino. Choose your favorite fabric and customize every detail. Then submit your measurements online or get measured in store for a custom made-for-you fit at an incredible price. And with Indochino's fall collection featuring new colors and premium fabrics, you'll be in style all season long. Indochino makes it easy to craft a look that suits you perfectly. Suits start at just $449, and fitted shirts start at just $89. And you can fine-tune every detail, lapels, linings, monograms, and more. Create a personalized wardrobe that doesn't cost a fortune with options like shirts, casual wear, and outerwear. Want to elevate your look? Indochino lets you make any suit a tux. Design your perfect suit today with Indochino. Get $50 off any purchase of $399 or more with promo code FALLUPDATE at Indochino.com. That's Indochino.com. Promo code FALLUPDATE.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
This is Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. You can think of Riley Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Now joining us, former offensive lineman in the NFL, won two Super Bowls with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and played his college ball at Florida. Now does a great job as an analyst for both the NFL and college football. That is Max Starks. Max, how you been, my friend?
I'm doing good, Zach. I can't complain. I got to play golf today, so that's something that usually doesn't happen during football season, so I'm excited.
How'd you hit them?
Our team won. We won the RFK tournament, the 33rd annual Robert F. Kennedy Human Rights Tournament, so I feel good. Two-time winner at this event, so I'm feeling high right now.
Now, congratulations first off, but did you play well? Like, did they have to carry you along, or was this someone else leading the way?
No, I carried my own. I actually won the whole prize. I actually sunk a 30-foot putt on 16 for an eagle. So, I mean, you know, I did my job, Zach. I did my job. You know, when they call in the ringer, you got to show up in big-time moments.
How would you evaluate your golf game if you had to give me a full scouting report?
Don't take him for granted, but don't expect greatness.
Kind of like your NFL career, it sounds like.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just teasing.
Listen, hey, it's a team sport. You got to play within the construct. I'm 111, and I've just played my 111.
Max Starks here with us. If Bryce Young does play for Alabama this weekend, and I feel like he will, but that's not with any knowledge. It's just a feeling that I have. What can we expect from Bryce Young coming off that injury of the AC joint sprain?
Well, I think the biggest thing is you're going to see a lot more protected throws, so meaning a lot more on-the-move, kind of low-to-intermediate-level throws. I don't think you're going to see him really stretch the field. I think they're going to really try and lean on Jahmyr Gibbs and lean on the motion and movement of Bryce Young to kind of mask the fact that he can't drop back and just launch at 50 yards. So you're going to see, I think, a lot more movement from them, but a lot of play action, a lot of run game emphasis with the offensive line, which – you know, for Tennessee, that's going to be one of their Achilles heels, right? I mean, the defense holding back what they can do because you don't know what Bryce Young's going to do, and he can't hurt you with his feet as well as his arm. So that anonymity is going to really hurt them. But the biggest thing is going to be, can Alabama actually keep up with the scoring that Tennessee can present? Because Tennessee likes to spread you out, likes you to declare early, and that's where they take advantage of you. So can Alabama possess the ball long enough to mitigate the scoring capabilities of Tennessee?
This Alabama team, and I usually never doubt them, but there's been a lot of uncharacteristic things we've been seeing from them this year. Penalties, turnovers. When you look at the games against Texas and then also Texas A&M, are you concerned about this Alabama team that maybe they're not as good as what we thought they were heading into the year?
I think the biggest thing is that this is the one year where when you look at Saban and look at the authority that he holds, this is probably one of the teams that he doesn't have as much of a grasp over. Because normally he can actually pump the heart to create the heartbeat for this team. And I think this team kind of responds a little bit different. My little cousin, Jermaine Burton Jr., is on that squad. He transferred over from Georgia. And it seems to be a different squad. Like, when they get in rhythm, they're great, and they look like classic Alabama. But the problem is, when they are out of sync, it's really bad, and you can notice it. But Bryce Young really cures all those ills. And so when you don't have Bryce Young in the lineup, and you saw when Jalen Milroe was in there, it's a struggle. He's talented, but he doesn't have the reps. He doesn't have the cachet, and he doesn't have the respect of the opposing defenses. So you really need Bryce Young in there to really command that extra level of sophistication and discipline by that defense so that you can exploit it. But when he's not in that lineup, that's when it becomes more of an issue. So, I mean, if you want to beat Tennessee, not to say that Bryce Young is the end-all, be-all, but he's going to be a reason why they win and not a reason why they lose.
Not to cause any problems in the family, but how do you kind of evaluate that wide receiver room? Because for so many years, Alabama's had 3, 4, 5 great wide receivers that have gone early in the first round, second round of the draft. And this year, that wide receiving room just doesn't look like a normal Alabama wide receiving room.
Yeah, they're underperforming greatly. I mean, you know, the attention to detail, like you said, the dynamic play capability is not there. You don't have that guy who can literally break loose like a Jameson Williams or a Julio Jones or Devontae Smith. I mean, we can name receivers, right, from that list. I mean, it's it's more of a possession. It's kind of like, you know, here's the NFL equivalent, how Kansas City is, where they don't have the Tyreek Hill anymore. They have the Juju's and the Marquez Valdes-Scantlings and company. That's what their team is. There's great possession receivers, but there's no breakaway explosive play receivers in this offense. So I think you have to rely more on kind of that old 2012 Alabama where it was led by the running back group. So Jahmyr Gibbs is your bell cow in full essence. Bryce Young is the one that's going to move the needle with a little bit additional rush, but also put the ball in an accurate place to where you can move the chains. But nobody's going to break off 70, 80-yard runs.
Do you think Tennessee will be ready for the moment? Because they've had a great year. Everyone's praising them leading into this matchup, even though Alabama doesn't look as great as they have been in recent years. But it's still Alabama at the end of the day, and they're still an undefeated football team.
It's still Alabama. You got to respect them until otherwise given, right? I mean, this team has done it for over a decade, and they are a mainstay when you're talking about college football. You can't mention college football without mentioning the brand that is Alabama football. And they're going to be that until they get beat. And I think that's how you have to treat them, with respect. But you have to say that Tennessee is building. Tennessee is coming. I think Hendon Hooker is a pure bona fide Heisman candidate. And this is going to be another test for them. If they can get over this test and the Georgia test, if you beat these two, I mean, it's tremendous. But if you lose in a very competitive game to one, if not both of them, Tennessee still come back. Tennessee has purely solidified themselves as a top three team in the SEC, and they just have to go out and play. You can't play tense. You got to play loose, because all the pressures on the teams that are given those number one and number two slots and number three slots in the college football ranking and in the AP polls. But if you go out there and you acquit yourself really well, Tennessee is that real of a threat. And I think offensively they are. Defensively they're probably about a year away. But the way your offense is conducting itself and the way that they spread teams out by going all the way literally to the sidelines with some of their splits and forcing teams to declare, it's something that you have to show your cards to them. And once you show your cards to them, they're a very deadly team, especially with Hendon Hooker and Josh Heupel at the play-calling position.
Who are you picking to win this game between Bama and Tennessee, Max Starks?
What's the line against that? Give it to me real fast.
It's moved up now to Alabama minus 9 points.
Ooh, Tennessee to cover that. I don't know if they're going to win, but I say they cover that 9-point spread.
Fair enough. Oklahoma State, TCU. I know everyone's talking about Alabama, Tennessee. I think this is going to be probably the best game of the weekend. Just because, like, Alabama, Tennessee, I would not surprise me if it ends up being a blowout. That 9-point line seems a little bit fishy to me. But Oklahoma, Tennessee, I think we're just going to TCU, I think we're just going to get a lot of points, and this is going to be a back-and-forth track meet.
No, absolutely. I mean, what you have in TCU, TCU has come out and defied the odds the entire time. They've been a team that has gone out and defied odds against everybody. I mean, up until last week, I believe the Big 12 championship resided in the state of Kansas. And now since TCU has emerged, you know, I think these two teams are the next best. But I think Kansas is still going to have one of the two representatives in the Big 12 championship. I think it'll be Kansas State now over Kansas, because I feel like the run is kind of over for them. But TCU has been the team that I've looked at. Oklahoma State has been a state of consistency over the last couple of years under Gundy. But I think TCU is a team that's going to take it. But you're right. It's going to be a high-scoring affair. I don't like both of these defenses, but I do love both of their offenses. And I think it's going to be a game of who has the possession last.
For USC Utah, and the Pac-12 has been better than what anyone could have expected this year, but I think USC is the best team in the Pac-12, but does this get the feel of this is a game where the Pac-12 shoots itself in the foot, where Utah already has two losses? We know they're a good team on paper, but then USC drops this one this weekend and they go to 6-1.
Yeah, I'm with you, Zach, because like you said, Lincoln Riley, Caleb Williams and company, I mean, they utilize their transfer portal better than anybody this offseason, and they built a juggernaut, but I can't discount Utah. Cam Rising, I've watched him for the last 2 years. I actually called the Pac-12 championship a year ago. And that Utah squad is just such a veteran squad, right? They got the experience on their side. And I think this is one of those where you upset the apple cart, and this is what costs you the college football playoff berth for USC right before they leave to go to the Big Ten. But I do like Utah in this game because I think they can match up with USC better than a lot of other teams in the Pac-12.
Is Michigan on upset alert this week hosting Penn State?
Yes. I think they are, because I think I think Michigan's schedule does not play into their strengths. You know, they have a very light schedule, so they need every win to be convincing. And I think Penn State brings a running game with both of those young guys in the backfield. That's going to give Michigan problems. The defense is good in pass rush situations, but they're not great against the rush. And I think this is going to get exploited. And Penn State's really strong against the run, and the quarterback position kind of plays off of them. I think Penn State's going to sneak this and kind of upset the apple cart in the Big Ten and hurt Michigan.
When it comes to your program in Florida, the school that you went to, I know that they had that big win early in the year, and then you have some growing pains when you have a new head coach, even though Billy Napier did a great job in his last job. Anthony Richardson, what do you think his pro prospects are? Because there was a lot of talk about him being potentially the first quarterback off the board after that big win up against Utah.
I think it's just overinflated expectations for Anthony Richardson. I think Anthony has to play more. He needs the experience, and he's getting that, good, bad, or indifferent. You could see him transforming as a passer, especially when you look at that Tennessee game, right? Over 400 yards passing in that contest. Of course, it was a losing effort, but he's growing, and I think he needs that requisite experience. I don't think he comes out this year. I think he has to wait another year, and then after next year, I think he is that guy that we believed him to be this year, just a year deferred. But he's learning a lot under Billy Napier and that coaching staff. They're really teaching those guys how to play football and creating the culture that he wants for sustained success over the years.
Before we let you run, Max Starks, you being a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers, you winning two Super Bowls with that franchise, knowing Coach Mike Tomlin well. Steelers in a rough spot right now at 1-4. It seems like this is going to be the first year he's going to finish below 500. What do you say to Steelers fans that may be on the side of, hey, maybe it's time to part ways with Mike Tomlin as the head coach?
I'd like to say, first of all, stop drinking that Kool-Aid that you're drinking and do not follow a spaceship. You are in the wrong cult right now. But the first thing is, I'll say, you've enjoyed unprecedented success over the last 18 years. This is how the rest of the NFL has to deal with on a more often basis. The first quote-unquote losing season, which we still have, 12 games left in this season to prove that so, but you have a rookie quarterback at the helm, you have a rookie wide receiver, you have a second-year tight end, a second-year left tackle, a second-year running back in key positions on this team, plus you're without T.J. Watt for the better part of probably, I'd say, 7 weeks out of this season. Patience is a virtue, and patience pays off. And, yes, this year might not be up to the standards that you want, but understand that you had 18 years of greatness. A lot of teams can't sport that. You have the number 4 overall win percentage in all of NFL history since 1970, since the AFL-NFL merger. Calm down a little bit. It takes transitions, and I know you're not used to it, but this is what people go through, and the fact that we went through it for the first time in 18 years, you should be grateful.
And here's what I'll say. If they were to get rid of him, which they're not going to after this season, I think Tomlin would be in a better spot for his future than the Steelers would be, because he's such a damn good coach. And if he becomes available, a team like the Chargers or the Broncos or the Cowboys would scoop him up in a second.
Oh, they would fire their sitting head coach. Even if they had no plans of firing him, a lot of teams would fire head coaches to get him in there. Like, he would be the most sought-after head coach in all of football, college and pro included. So you realize that the grass is not greener if you lose Mike Tomlin.
Well, this. When we were together at Sirius, I loved hosting shows with you. Always great to have you on here on CBS Sports Radio. Have a good weekend and keep on hitting them straight, all right?
Hey, my pleasure, Zach. You have a great night and a great weekend, bud. I'll talk to you soon.
You got it. There's Max Starks joining us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Let's take a quick break. When we do come on back, let's have a little conversation about Dak Prescott and what his future's looking like for the rest of the season with the Dallas Cowboys.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
This season, for the first time, you can hear every Westwood One NFL broadcast stream live for free. Mondays, Thursdays, Sunday nights, the International Series, holiday triple headers, and every postseason game. Catch all the action on the Odyssey app, on WestwoodOneSports.com, via Westwood One Station Streams, or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports, all sponsored by AutoZone. It's time to say goodnight to that check engine light with the free AutoZone Fix Finder service. It will help troubleshoot the likely cause of your light for free. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Hickey, did you see the latest on the Tom Brady, Gisele Bündchen gossip when it comes to their divorce?
I have not, actually. No clickbait article got me yet.
Yeah, a little bit different than what we talked about yesterday. This is from, I'm reading it on Barstool, from Jerry Thornton, who has worked in the Boston area for a long, long, long time. And it's via U.S. Weekly.
Okay. That's a tabloid, right?
Tom Brady. Yeah, I think so. Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen's friends aren't happy with his behavior amid the couple's marital issues. Gisele and Tom's friends are upset at Tom for going back on his word and coming out of retirement, a source exclusively reveals in the newest issue of Us Weekly. They hate the way Tom is refusing to bend for Gisele. This was really the first big issue they've had in their marriage. Friends are hoping they aren't past the point of no return, the insider adds. Tom has been throwing himself into work and focusing all his love on the kids, the source continues. Gisele has been focusing on their kids and also working to build up her businesses and take some time for herself. So that is all the latest on the Tom Brady, Gisele Bündchen front.
I guess my question is this. What is your assumption that he retired the first time? Is it because he was done, or is it because he wanted to try to make a move to the Dolphins?
He was trying to make a move to the Dolphins. But I said from the start, regardless where he was going to wind up, that he retired for two reasons. One, even though Tom Brady's never out of the spotlight, his pending football future is out of the spotlight. And number two, most importantly, he gave Gisele what she wanted. She's been asking him for the better part of 10 years, Tom, when's enough enough? Like, retire. Like, you got four. Okay, then it's, you got five, you got six, you got seven. All right, you've done everything. And I think he retired to appease Gisele and then try to figure out how he was going to construct and orchestrate his way for Gisele to say, yeah, you could go back and play football because you miss it so much. And then this is how it probably went down. Hey, Gisele, I want to play football again. Would you be okay if I returned? Tom, you know where I stand on this, but do what you want, whatever makes you happy. And whenever your wife says, or your significant other says, do what you want, and you know what their answer is, and it's the antithesis of what they actually want you to do, because she wants him to stay retired, and Brady said no, that was Brady's way of, oh, well, she told me, do what I want, so I'm doing what I want, and that was the way that he was able to rationalize his decision. I firmly believe that. I've said that for months.
Then why even give her the hope? Like, why even retire in the first place? Why even throw that?
Well, maybe this was a lingering issue, right? And he thought that he could finally give in and give her what he wants, but then really knows that he didn't want to retire and then kind of massage his way to get what he wanted.
Well, if that's the case, then truly it backfired. It did not work, because now it's Seems like playing. that is
marriage is over, but he's playing. He's married to the game. That's what it seems like.
If you're married again, just divorce Giselle in the first place then. Just say, all right, to hell with it.
Yeah, but he doesn't want to get divorced, which is all I would imagine.
Well, he's about to.
Well, yeah, because he wants to play football.
Yeah, so it's, don't even throw that carrot in front of Giselle's face.
Let me ask you this. You have a serious girlfriend. You've been, what, dating 5-6 years?
5 years.
So that's trending into probably the direction of marriage.
Yes.
Let's just say, now you're not married, but you have clearly intense feelings at this point. You guys live together. You know, there is we have gone beyond the point of an emotional connection. There is a strong emotional connection between you and Lolly. Correct, Mundo?
I have gone past the point of no return.
Okay. So this is inevitable that you're going to get married is what you're saying.
Yes.
Gotcha. What happens if Lolly comes to you tomorrow and goes, babe, your schedule is just too difficult for me. You got to pick a different career path. You got to do something else because you're not here from 6 to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday. And then you're doing a show Friday into Saturday morning from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern. And it basically ruins our Saturdays because even though you're present on Saturdays, you're tired because you barely got any sleep. I need you to do something else than radio. Now, you love radio, but you also love Lolly. So what would you do there?
Tell her no.
And I think Tom told her no for so many years. And eventually, if let's just say you kept on telling Lolly no for 5, 6, 7, 8 years and it kept on becoming an issue, and you got to a point where maybe you felt, okay, I'm at a point where I could retire. Maybe I'm thinking about retiring. And then you're going to give the satisfaction. But the moment you retire, you're like, oh, man, that was a bad decision. And you wanted to reverse your decision. That's what I think really happened here. That's the way that I think this did go down.
Tell you what I wouldn't do is retire with the intention of unretiring. Or do retire.
So you're married to the radio.
40 days later. I'm married to sports. I don't have any, like, that's it. If I got fired tomorrow, I have no skills. I don't know what, I literally don't know what else I would do. I'm not a good salesman. I know nothing about business. I mean, I guess, I don't know, carpentry? Like, I don't know. I used to cut the grass at home all the time. Like, I can do some landscaping, but I really don't know what I would do. If I had an accounting job, I couldn't do it, number one.
I have no skills.
I have no skills. I don't know how to do anything. I'm not kidding.
Wait, can you do me a favor? Can you just say I have no skills?
No, because I know what's going to happen. You're going to clip this and it's just going to...
No, I'm begging you.
I've said it once.
I'm begging you. I'm down on one knee. Please just say it one more time.
I've said it once.
One more time. We just need it clean. We need to make sure.
What do you call clean?
There was some laughter on my part. Just clean. One more time.
I cannot say it.
One more time.
This is too contrived now. The moment has passed.
It's for the betterment
of
the show.
You can leave the laughter in there because it's a nice, genuine reaction to something that you weren't expecting.
But when I want to use it as a drop, I'm not going to be able to use it as a drop. Just come on, one more time, please.
I can't. It's been said.
For all that I do for you?
See, this is... Tom, take a lesson here, Tom. I am Tom Brady. You are Giselle Bundchen. You are saying... Do this. And what am I saying? I'm putting my foot down. I'm not saying, Zach, I'll do it. And then go back on my word.
You know what? I'm calling Spike. Spike, Hickey says he has no skills if he got fired. Can we fire him, please?
No. No, absolutely. This is not how. This is not how this
he
is
He has
working.
To say, I have no skills. If he says, I have no skills, if he does not say that, you'll fire him? Yes, of course. I just got that from Spike. He's going to fire you. Then you'll have no skills.
I got to make a call to myself, to my girlfriend. Get a second job. He'll be supporting both of us very soon.
We better get an uptick in charcuterie boards.
Everyone start buying, all right? Who's hungry?
I'm hoping I didn't laugh too early there. I really hope. That could be a great drop.
But that's like, ask me and Tom Brady. That's what we have in common. We have no skills outside of just what we do for a living.
Oh, no. Brady has skills outside of football.
Well, clearly he doesn't believe in him.
He could be a model. He could just walk down the streets and everyone be like, ooh, Tom Brady.
Do you have an issue with Tom Brady's plastic surgery?
That's natural. Tom Brady's natural. There's no Botox, no plastic surgery.
He's Benjamin Button.
The guy is perfect. He's just fine wine. He gets better with age. There's no plastic. He doesn't do anything to his hair. There's nothing to his jawline. Nothing to underneath his eyes. Nothing. He's perfect.
That's interesting. Think he gets reversed if him and Giselle do break up?
What do you mean?
Like, I'm assuming he's gotten the plastic surgery in part because Giselle is.
I would think that he's got some plastic surgery as well.
Push him towards it.
I don't know if that's the case. Maybe he just wanted to get plastic surgery. He's in the spotlight all the time.
Maybe, I don't know.
Put it this way. Tom Brady's a good looking dude.
Yeah, he is.
You don't need to do any work.
Well, I don't get what really attractive people that haven't made do work. Like, if you and I got work done, it's understandable. Like, Tom Brady, what do you need to get work done?
Well, you look early in the career. I mean,
what are you talking about?
Tom Brady's not exactly the best looking guy.
He was a little pudgy. That was it.
Yeah, like, I think he had a his hairdo. I think he had a part down the middle of his hair.
Trust me,
that's a bad look. I mean, I don't care.
I don't
what
think he had any problem going out and finding.
Well, yeah, when your name is Tom Brady and you have, you know, three Super Bowl rings on your finger.
Before that, even when he had
24,
one, or even none.
Former Michigan quarterback.
Hey,
I think he's okay.
I play in the NFL. I'm a former college quarterback.
I think he's been doing all right.
By the way, real quickly. So was it Steven or Jerry Jones that said Dak could be active for this week and be the backup?
Steven Jones could be the backup.
What happens if Cooper Rush wins this week? Because that means Dak is close to returning.
I still say nothing.
You still think Dak's at a play?
Yes.
I would 100% agree with you as well. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. I found out a few things today. Hickey is married to the radio. If Hickey was fired, he has no skills other than things that kind of surround sports. And another thing that I learned is that Deion Dawkins from the Buffalo Bills is going to join us next. Coming on back in 5 minutes to preview Bills and Chiefs. The game of the year!
Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Find your perfect fall suit with Indochino. Customize every detail of their seasonal designs for a one-of-a-kind look at a great price. And get $50 off purchases of $399 or more at Indochino.com. Promo code FALLUPDATE.